This is Radio Mime Troupe, and welcome to Seeing Red, a time-traveling musical.
Seeing Red, if you're living like a king, you better watch your pretty head.
And now, your host, all the way from 1912, it's singer, songwriter, labor organizer, Joe Hill.
Hey, comrades, the name's Joe Hill. 100 years ago, I roamed this country with my guitar. I was fighting for an 8-hour workday, a woman's right to vote, and a bunch of other things folks today take for granted. I thought working people had it bad in 1912, but 2020 just might take the cake. A global pandemic, the worst economic collapse in history, and your choices for president are dumb and dumber. Looks like it's time for me to make a comeback and remind Americans that we've always had other alternatives. That's right, folks. It didn't have to be like this. But if we don't learn from the past, we're doomed to keep settling for less. So tonight, I've got to find someone to take on a journey back in time. And I'll start right here, in this neighborhood bar in Union, Ohio, on election night 2020.
This is BSNBC, giving you the lowdown on election night throwdown. Will it be Team Red or Team Blue?
Go, Team Red!
That's Bubba. He owns this bar. Left Ethiopia 20 years ago.
And came to the greatest nation on earth. God bless America, and God bless our president!
Let me get this straight, Bubba. You're an immigrant, an African-American, and a Trump supporter?
I came here legally, and worked hard for everything I got.
And that undocumented fella you hired to sweep this bar doesn't work hard?
This country needs a businessman who can run it like a boss!
Bubba might be a lost cause, but there's gotta be someone around here who can get their head out of their
Bubba! Set him up.
Bob! It's been 4 years!
Bob?
Short for Bobby Sue. But everybody around here calls me Bob. The badass butch of the heartland.
Last election, Bob made a deal with God. If Trump beats Hillary, Bob quits drinking. What are you having, Bob? Lemonade?
Whiskey, straight up.
But, Bob!
I don't want to hear it, Bubba. Trump said he was gonna bring back my factory job. That never happened. Fill her up. And now, my unemployment's run out, so I'm driving for DoorDash, delivering food to jerks who don't tip. Fill her up. And now my sister's come down with COVID, and I know she got it from that essential job of hers. Fill her up! America ain't looking so great right now, unless you're a freaking Jeff Bezos. And what's Biden gonna do about it, huh? All I hear is, well, he ain't Trump, so I'm gonna get my drink on. Cause no matter what happens in this damn election, we're all screwed.
Mad, broke, and tipsy?
Fill her up!
Reminds me of a young me. Hey, Bob. What if I told you that working people can get together and make things better for everyone?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, here you go. Working folks of the world, unite.
Oh, what's going on? Why is everything spinning?
Hang tight, Bob. I'll see you on the other side.
BSNBC with the latest, greatest election night updates. Feels like deja vu, like we're going back in time.
Come on, you toilers that work for wages come from every land. Join the fighting band. In one union, grant them for the workers will make upon this earth a paradise. When the slaves get wise and organized.
I don't remember this one from last night. Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Who are you? Where's Bubba?
Bubba?
Oh, my head. Oh.
All right, baby. Rest 5 minutes. Then you gotta go.
Hey, brother, in here.
Joe Hill, You back?
Ruby, we need some help.
Look, sir, I appreciate your kindness, but four white men already split my head. I don't need to go looking for trouble in no white man's bar.
You're bleeding. Cops do that?
Strikers. Henry, this is Ruby. She runs this joint.
Whoa. Well, she's a...
Chinese lady. And you won't find no trouble in this bar.
Speaking of trouble, that Fink Magarak still pestering you?
Magarak? He just a creep. I scared him off. How'd this happen?
His first day at the steel mill. Tell her.
They brought us over last night.
A carload of Negroes on the midnight train from Louisiana.
Company man said there's good jobs and good pay in Union, Ohio.
Not a word about the conditions or why those jobs were suddenly open.
17 hours into an 18-hour shift. Foreman sends a guy up a slippery ladder with a 6-foot wrench. Tighten that bolt. Guy struggling up the ladder with that thing. Loses his grip. Falls. Lands in a vat of molten steel.
I love.
Then the foreman said, get back to work. I can't.
Henry calls to his boys. No work till we get safe conditions. Guards grab him, drag him, throw him out the gate. Half the picket line jumps him for a scab.
Yeah. You blame him? White men go strike for more pay. Bosses bring black men to work for less. Old story. Henry, I have Schlitz on draft, on the house. Root beer with bitters for you, Joe. 5 cents.
Hey, buddy, you wondering how she got here? On the train from California, stack of greenbacks sewed into her dress.
Joe, wobbly meeting tonight upstairs. Election party down here. You change your mind and vote?
Vote! It's time to vote!
You missed it, kid. But tell me, what did voting ever do for the working man or any woman?
Nada!
If your vote's no good, how come the bosses always want to buy him?
Where I'm from, they killed to keep us from voting.
Our party will give everyone the vote.
This comrade fails to grasp one basic fact. Elections are a show the capitalists put on. They hand the country back and forth between themselves and make the workers think, see, we decide.
Damn Skippy!
Funny thing is, we have the power. But from the shop floor, not the ballot box.
We want all the workers in the world to organize into a great big union grand. And when we all united stand, a world for workers we demand.
World for workers? Yeah, right.
If the working class could only see and realize what mighty power labor has, then the exploiting master class, it would soon fade away.
Uh-huh. And we'd have no jobs. We need the owners. Owners create the jobs.
Without us, what do they have?
What don't they have?
Whose hands, whose backs create the wealth?
Okay, but they put up the money.
Where'd they get it?
Come all ye toilers that work for wages, come from every land. Join the fighting band in one union grand. And for the workers, we'll make upon this earth a paradise when the slaves get wise and organize.
In the great struggle between the powers of greed and the rising hosts of freedom, freedom will finally prevail. Eugene Debb said that.
Welcome, comrade.
Y'all are Reds, huh? Mm. Tried to join the socialists in Louisiana. They don't let Negroes in.
Some comrades still so backwards.
Left a bad taste in my mouth. But Eugene Debs came down to Lafayette, running for president as a socialist. He said, the man who seeks to arouse prejudice among working men, he's not their friend.
He who advises the white wage worker to look down upon the black wage worker
is the enemy of both.
Henry, there's some folks upstairs who'd be honored to meet you. Are you too, partner?
Me?
Yeah, come on.
Best leave this one down here.
Pleasure meeting you, Miss Ruby.
You had a hard night, sister? Coffee?
Coffee. Is it tomorrow morning?
try coming Thursday. That's when the odd girls come out.
Odd girls? I like the sound of that. Hey, who won the election?
Still counting.
Do I know you?
Not yet. Thought I knew everyone round here that's in the life.
Thought I did too. Happened to Bubba?
Bubba? No Bubba here.
What are these new signs Bubba put up? No child labor, right. Keep jobs here, don't send them all to Thailand. Fight for living wage. Yeah, freaking A. Break up the banks. Crush Wall Street. Are these Sanders signs?
Have some more coffee.
Crazy Bernie. Had some good ideas, though. Free college education.
Yeah.
Free healthcare. And not just for veterans. Everybody.
Decent housing.
Hey, for a quarter of your salary, not half.
Old age pensions.
They can't take out from under you. Tax the 1%.
The who?
The blood-sucking big-ass billionaires.
Bleed them dry. Childcare for working mothers. 6-day work week.
I got that now. It sucks.
It what?
You're pretty.
You're drunk.
Ruby.
Magarak. Wobbly meeting upstairs.
Wobbly?
Ruby, who's this squirt you're making eyes at? That's industrial workers of the world to you, boy.
Hey, I'm not a...
The ones who use our fists or dynamite.
That kind of talk make Joe think you are a spy. Meet my new friend.
Bub.
Beat it, Bub. Quit bothering this woman.
Not your woman, and this ain't your bar.
Come on, Bob. Meeting's upstairs.
Excuse me?
It's time for you to go.
You push me one more time.
Oh, really?
Wow! You knock him out!
Mess with Bob, that's what you get.
Quit! Help me toss him out. Higgs gonna be bent out of shape when he wakes up. Can you teach me that uppercut?
Sure. You just gotta put your back into it. Where you from?
San Francisco.
You live there for here?
For any place without a Chinatown.
Extra, extra, read all about it. All votes counted. Wilson wins.
Wilson?
Give me that paper. Let's see. Republican loses. Bull Moose loses. Socialist.
What?
Draw 6% of nation's vote. Yes! Run upstairs and tell him.
Yes, ma'am.
1916, we doubled that.
1916?
1918, doubled that for Congress. Better if us ladies get the vote.
Wait, what?
Congratulations, Miss Ruby.
Ruby, this is huge.
From Washington to Wall Street to the San Francisco Bay, they're shaking in their shiny leather shoes today. Their hands were on the levers of the big machine. They were rolling in the green. Now instead,
they're seeing red. Seeing red. They wish we'd never heard a word that Eugene said. They're seeing red. Seeing red. Our colors unfurled, unleashed upon the world.
I know it's not your way.
Comrade, it's your day. Hey, Rockefeller, put away the caviar.
We're here to show you where to stick the big cigar.
And take a sledgehammer to the color bar.
Time for you to know those days are dead. Seeing red, seeing red. If you're living like a king, you better watch your pretty head. Seeing red. We strike for humankind and rise for all the lost and left behind. For all the overworked and underfed. A new way of being, a new way of seeing.
Henry, don't lose this paper.
An address?
The party office. Go sign up.
This one'll get you a place to sleep.
The IWW, my wobbly card.
Ruby, what in the hell's going on?
There you are.
Seeing red, seeing red. The waters are rising on the riverbed. Seeing red, the word has spread. A new way of being, a new way of seeing. Seeing red.
What year are we gonna put the workers' man in the White House?
1916.
Let's not forget a man died at the steel mill. Are we gonna let the bosses get away with it?
No!
So can we get 40 or 50 fellow workers?
Yeah!
To go invite 200 or 300 of those strikers?
Yeah!
To accompany us to the Hamilton Appreciation Society.
Yeah!
Where we have it on good authority that the mill owners have gathered to mourn the Republican loss.
Aww.
We're gonna let them know it's time to stop killing men for profit!
Yeah!
Ruby, what year is this?
Are you still drunk? It's 1912. 12. 12.
Ruby? Oh no, everything's spinning again.
BSNBC will be right back with more of Election Night 2020 after these messages.
Wait, what? What? Ruby?
Hey, kiddo.
You! Hey, you were here. I mean, there. Who are you?
An outside agitator. I go around writing songs, scouting talent. I try to find troublemakers. Name's Joe Hill.
Where's Ruby? Was she real?
Real as you and me.
Eugene Debs, was he real? Was there ever such a person that ran for president as a socialist?
Got 1 million votes in 1920. Even though he was in jail.
How come I never heard of him?
Think they want working people to know their history?
I want to go back. Those people had hope.
And that movement got us a 40-hour work week, an end to child labor?
Right on!
But the guys on top fought back. Tried to divide the working class. They're still doing it today.
How?
Take a look. Working folks of the world, unite!
Don't you come here and say it to my face, coward!
Extry, extry, read all about it. Germany near surrender, Great War almost over.
Go on. Nobody here to buy your paper.
50 Reds rounded up in Cleveland.
20 million workers die in bosses' war. Scram!
Ruby.
Henry, you backed on the war?
Yeah. Got discharged from the army a couple weeks ago. Wasn't sure you'd still be here. What with all that's been going on.
Try to scare me. Make me stay.
I came to tell you. You were right.
What? You didn't raise up the Negro race? Make the world safe for democracy?
You said folks think Reds are traitors. We gotta show 'em that ain't true. So you went off to shoot your own class brothers just to prove you're red, white, and blue.
I said folks look down on Negroes like that's how it's supposed to be. Only time they look up to us is when we're swinging from a tree.
You're over there breathing mustard gas while some fat cat hot dog sits on his ass and drools at the schools of fools like you, so proud to be killing and dying in the stench of a trench in Belgium or France, while he pockets his buckets of cash in advance for the guns and the shells and the rights of tanks the world so eagerly buying.
It's the war to end all notion they got any use for peace.
Concentrated, see the monsters
created make their plans in golden towers. Workers, sons who shoot at us. I never fired one single shot. I got handed a shovel and told not to stop digging up bodies, digging down latrines. Have it been a Negro soldier means
all those empty empires are digging their own graves.
One day they'll be buried by the hands of former slaves. For too long it's only been a dream. All the glory of our vision, blind and fractured by division. Every wish now calls sedition, lying dead or locked in prison.
It's good to see you, Henry. I'm so glad you're alive.
Ruby, you're here. Henry.
Well, look who the wind blew in. Mysterious stranger who vanished for 6 years.
It's 1918?
Where you been? In a coma?
It's complicated.
I believe that.
What happened here?
You never noticed. Since we joined this war, open season on Reds?
World War One.
You haven't seen the posters, films, school books calling peace talk treason.
Organizers getting deported. Unions purging Reds. Spies everywhere.
Nobody told me.
Really? What's your racket, Bob?
Who sent you here?
Joe sent me. Where is he? Joe, that was here?
You mean Joe Hill? Oh, you didn't hear about him either?
Shot by a firing squad. 3 years ago, mine owners framed him. Got finks like you to sell him out.
Call him an agitator, a radical.
An alien.
I had nothing to do with it, Ruby. I'm on your side.
You watch your back, Ruby.
You got nothing on me, Bob. And I'm hitting the road anyway. I'm selling the bar. Got a buyer and everything.
What about you, Henry? You're gonna stay and fight, right?
There's a brother in New York, Marcus Garvey. He's talking about self-determination for the Negro race. The color bar ain't breaking in my lifetime.
But it will. A black man is gonna be president.
Take care of yourself, Ruby.
So long, comrade.
Ruby.
Beat it, Bob. Baya will be here any minute now.
Ruby.
Magarak?
Let's see the deed.
Let's see the money.
You're selling to Magarak?
What's this squirt doing here?
You tell me. You, the head of the Red Squad.
You pulling a double cross, Ruby?
You're one to talk. You used to stand with us on the picket line.
Then I wised up. Pays better to report to Uncle Sam. Hey, you, pipsqueak, scram!
Why don't you make me, Magarak?
Trying to protect her? Bet she never told you how she got the dough to buy this bar. Ruby Chen, best paid prostitute of Chinatown?
Most exploited slave of Chinatown.
The main sensation at Madame Ho's House of Fun.
Passed around the Tong bosses like dim sum.
Plucked by one Gong Wing Chung, who put her on stage as a singing sensation.
And kept every cent I made.
Where she caught the eye of Alfred Simcox. Married heir to the Simcox shipping fortune, who installed her in a top-floor suite at the Palace Hotel.
Locking me in a gilded cage.
Until the 1906 earthquake, when she mysteriously disappeared. Alfred's remains were found in the debris, but Ruby and the safe were missing.
Earthquake killed Alfred, and I took what he owed me.
Back wages.
You bought this bar with stolen money and harbored aliens, niggers, and Reds. May 22nd, 1913. You planned a potluck for the Patterson Silk Strike. September 3rd, 1915. Hosted a benefit for the defense of convicted murderer Joe Hill.
You've been keeping tabs on me?
We've got files on all you Reds. November 12th, 1918. Spoke at an anti-draft rally and made treasonous statements against the United States government. Recognize this pamphlet? Red filth belongs in the dirt. For your un-American activity, you leave me no choice. Ruby Chen, you are under arrest for sedition.
What?
You'll get shipped back to China, and the city will confiscate your bar. I'll be the only one bidding at the auction when this place goes for a song.
Screw you!
Try any funny business, Pipsqueak, and we'll pin you for a red. Come on, China doll.
Help! Ruby!
I warned you, Pipsqueak!
Ruby! The pamphlet. Statement of Eugene Debs. Before the judge who sentenced him for sedition. While there is a lower class, I am in it. And while there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a soul in prison, I am not free.
It's been 3 months since election night 2020, and I just so happen to be back at Bubba's bar. Wonder if Bob will show up tonight. How you doing, Bubba?
Hey, it's the argumentative guy from 3 months ago. What have you been up to, my friend?
Raising hell in every time zone.
Bubba, I read a new fact today.
Bob's here. I'm gonna slip into this corner and see how she's doing.
100 years ago, there were more than 1,200 socialists in office in this country. Socialist mayors, city councilman. There was a socialist congressman. Let me have a schlitz.
Bobby the bookworm. These days, your nose is always in a book.
I'm learning stuff they never taught us in school. A woman's right to vote. The 8-hour workday overtime pay. You can think socialist for all that.
You sound like a Marxist.
Well, this town used to be full of Reds, and I don't mean Republicans. Working people, regular people, who marched together and kicked ass and took no crap.
If people don't like it here, they can move to another country.
Hell no. Everything that's great about this country came because of folks who weren't satisfied with the way things were. That's why I'm organizing the drivers at DoorDash. We're forming a union for safe conditions and a living wage.
Capitalism is what makes this country great! Competition! You want us to be like socialist Sweden, but this is America.
Call me un-American? That's exactly how they destroyed the socialists. When folks start coming together and finding their power, the guys on top start stirring up hate. Pretty soon, we get lynchings, shootings, deportations. They can do that to us because they keep our history hid. They need us to believe in their system, even though it ain't working for us. If we get together and use every tool we got, from the ballot box to the shop floor, we can make our own damn system, where the wealth we create makes life better for all people.
Now, history reminds us that all revolutions are unfinished, and every success or failure simply sets us up for the next fight. Looks like Bob's ready. Are you?
Seeing Red is directed by Rotimi Agbabiaka and adapted from a stage production written by Rotimi Agbabiaka with Joan Holden. Music and lyrics by Ira Marlowe. Audio engineering and sound design by Will McCandless and Taylor Gonzalez. Guitar and woodwinds by Patrick Byer. Drums and percussion by Andrew Niven. Keyboard and bass by Daniel Savio. And stage management by Karen Rock. Seeing Red features Andre Amorotico, Michael Gene Sullivan, Keiko Shimasato Carrero, and Lisa Hori Garcia.